Let us pray. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, dear Lord, just thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us, dear Lord. And dear Lord, just thank you for the ones come out today. Dear Lord, just guide and direct each and every one of us and help us make the right decisions for our county. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We begin with the reorganizational meeting. The first action item, I would like to request board approval and entertain a motion for a Board of County Commissioner Chairman.
Jamie Story, motion.
Jamie Story, second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Jamie Story.
Neighbor one left. Aye.
Is the Board of County Commissioner Chairman, you don't object? No discussion.
I don't object. No, sir.
All right. Thank y'all. I need board approval to entertain a motion from the Board of County Commissioners for a vice chairman for this year.
I make the motion for Mr. Stevenson to be the vice chair.
Where's he at?
Second.
He is out of town at the moment.
Oh, so you're going to throw him in that spot?
We're going to throw him in the spot.
That's what happens when you miss.
We got.
I have a motion
and Mark.
In a second. Okay.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Uh-huh.
All right. I need board approval to accept and continue the regularly scheduled Board of County Commissioner meetings on the first Thursday of the month at 10 a.m. and the third Thursday of the month at 6 p.m. for fiscal year 2023, and that's in your packet if you want to look at those dates. We have reviewed them. It doesn't fall on any holidays, and as long as there isn't any emergencies throughout the week, those will be the dates that the clerk advertises to the public for next fiscal year 2023.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. The information item for the reorganization meeting is also each year every commissioner has committee assignments. Those are, I need y'all to review those and look at them. You do not have to make a decision today on that. I would like one at the night meeting in regards to each and every one of y'all's committees. If there's any questions, y'all can contact us, our staff at the county manager's office. Or y'all can talk about them now if y'all would like to go through them. Obviously, every committee has someone representing and an alternate. Keep that in mind as y'all look through them and discuss and decide. And until we hear from the governor's office, the absence of District 5, Mr. Chairman, the burden would be on you or whoever you direct those committees to be assigned to.
Okay. We'll work through it.
Any questions on those committees, Mr. Daniel, or you want to look at it, and then let's talk about it at the night meeting, or get with me, and I'll get you all a final draft.
Yep, let's do that. Let me study on it, so.
Commissioner Hatch?
Yeah, good. Only one that I would really be concerned with, Mr. James, is the Big Bend Water Authority. I might want to call them and make sure that they're good until we get it ironed out, or we need to go ahead.
Is that
WC was the alternate there?
It was, and then actually right prior to that, WC had started going back to the meeting.
Right. So we need to make sure that one is still
taken care of.
Yeah.
Mr. Daniel, are you comfortable with taking on that, and I'll get you lined up with Big Bend Water Authority?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'll reach out to them.
Okay.
All right. That concludes the reorganizational meeting, unless y'all have any questions for me. Good. Mr. Chairman,
let's start with our regular meeting. Right, I need approval of the commissioner minutes.
Motion.
Got a motion.
Well, it's on there. It just don't have a date on it, so there isn't any to approve this time.
I just read some this past week, so
Okay. All right. Need a approval of the vouchers. We'll skip that. We'll come back then. All right. Any constitutional officer would like to speak? No? Need a motion to go into public hearing?
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch?
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor? Aye.
We only have one.
A petition by John and Linda Tushin located on the property described as follows. Dixie County Parcel 19, 13, 12, 29, 30, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 00, 75 Southeast, 210 Street, Old Town, Florida, 32680, to request a variance for the reduction of front setbacks from 25 feet, 10 feet, reduction of the side setbacks from 10 to 5, reduction of the rear setbacks 15 to 5 for the new home by petition dated 10/31/2022, located within section 4.7.7 RSF of home subparagraph 2 of Dix County land development regulations in accordance with section 12.3 of the Virginia Procedures. District 3, Commissioner Martin.
Any opposition?
No, sir.
I've heard none either, and just so everyone's aware of what's going on here, they putting a new home up in Suwannee, and they just need some use their land, so I make a motion to do it.
Second.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, and a second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Now, could all y'all hear that? Okay. I had a bunch of people in the back so they could. Mr. Paul, could you hear it? Okay. Most people in the back row, could y'all hear it? Okay. We good. All right.
Back on the board.
All right, we need a motion to go back to the board. Mr. Hatch, motion back to the board.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
All
right. Resolution of 2022-170, John Lindsay.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Mr. George with Central Florida Electric is going to give us a little update.
Well, thank you, and good morning. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about FiberLight in Florida. Hey, my name is George Buckner. I'm the COO for FiberLight and also the CIO for Central Florida Electric. Mr. Denny, George, our general manager, he had planned on being here today. However, he's got a meeting with our legislative leaders regarding the current Florida Broadband Opportunity Grant. We're submitting three different applications for the counties here. I'm going to have a brief talk with them and then get those submitted within the next few days. With that, Mr. George asked me to be here today to relate some information that you might have seen on the website, whether it's social media, for our Co-op Connections newsletter regarding the new business, Fiber by Central Florida. And our goal is to bring fiber to every CFEC member's home, as well as those that are outside our service territory, so City of Wilson, City of Newberry, or anyone in the two areas as well. So what does that mean for the residents of Dixie County? Basically, we plan to make the service available to anyone that is in our current electric membership, as well as those in the town of Cross City, Old Town, and any other service areas by Duke Energy. Our residential pricing has been announced. It looks pretty good considering we have three different plans. We have a basic plan, a standard, and a premium. They range from $49.99 plus tax all the way up to $99.99 for a 2-gig service. We believe that this service will be the best value of anything that's currently available through other providers in the area. And those packages, again, are from 100 megabits all the way to 2 gigabits of service. Those are symmetrical services. And I don't think there's going to be like anything like it else provided in these areas. I'm also sure that the next question is, when is the service going to be available? CSEC has announced our phase one, which starts in Chiefland, goes through Trenton, Bell, and then here in North Dixie, across the river around
340.
County Road 340. So we're looking forward to that. That gets us in all three counties. Make sure we have a presence. That first bill will happen in 2023. Our plan is to have each phase done by year. That first phase in 2023 is going to cover approximately 10,000 of our meters and members. The entire build itself is going to take about 3 to 4 years. Now, there's some variables with that. We have a major storm or something that, like that comes through our area. We take that into account. And I think everyone's also aware of all the different supply chain issues that are going on in our area. So to take those into account, we still plan on being in 3 to 4 years and bringing in the resources that we need to make that happen. Unfortunately, we've said this before many times, someone has to be first and someone's going to be last. We're trying to figure out our current phases and what that looks like for the remainder of our community. We have 16 substations, 4 covered in the first phase. The rest of the substations will be broken down in the next phase that will release that
If there's any funding that is available at the county level, we would like to entertain and be brought to the table on that funding for broadband. And it can be anything that helps with make ready, construction, storm hardening, anything that the county may have available. We would definitely like to set up a meeting and see how that may go into further influencing either phase one or phases down the road. Most of our areas waited for the better part of 2 decades for broadband projects of this magnitude to start. While it may be that it takes a little bit longer, it's coming. I can reassure you that. And it's being built to make sure that it meets not only the community's needs today, but those in the future as well. The goal is to make sure that our communities continue to have the opportunities for all the other counties that are around us. So in closing, I would like to remind everyone that fiber broadband business is not only ours at Central Florida Electric, but it's also yours. It's member-owned, just like the network for Central Florida Electric. I look forward to speaking with you guys again, and look forward to bringing this service to Dixon County here in the near future. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we've got one more. Ms. Van Arnold.
My name is Karen Van Arnold, and I'm here to represent Cross City Restore and Renew. I was here a month or so ago representing our turkey trot, which was on Thanksgiving morning. We had a great turnout and increased from probably about 100 participants to around 140. I don't have my exact numbers yet. Then on the roll of Christmas, so we're rolling into Christmas decorations. That's one of our big projects we do as Cross City Restore and Renew in partnership with the Dixon County Anti-Drug Coalition. So, as you probably have all noticed, Christmas trees went up on Tuesday. They were decorated yesterday. We had a great big storm right after, but everything held on. So I want to invite the public and our elected officials. Friday night, we're having our second annual, actually last year we didn't actually do a tree lighting ceremony, but this year we are. So it's a Christmas event with the city. We will meet this Friday, December 2nd at 5:30 p.m. at City Hall. And from there, we'll gather and come down to the courthouse and light the courthouse trees and wreaths at the front here. We're going to come to the back next year because that's going to be our new interest. So we'll add to that next year. And then we're going to go over to the post office. We have some things over there to light. Then we're going to, and you can walk or drive or ride. But I want to walk our, we've really cleaned up our sidewalks. I want you to know, I would love for you guys to come walk and see because your work crews have been a huge part of that. Stevie Hutchinson called me and got was on vacation. So I was so grateful, but just to get that cleaned up. And so the sidewalks have all been edged, along the curbs have all been cleaned and edged. It really looks nice. We plan to get some pressure washing. I talked to Mr. Patty Valentine, and she had to like that crew might could do some pressure washing of the sidewalks. If not, we have the funds to clean those sidewalks up, and we're really cleaning up the community and some areas around. I think we're going to be able to make it out onto Highway 19 this year if funds hold. And I've got some thoughts about the Advocate and the United Christian Center there, too. We're going to do some landscaping at the county manager's office as well as City Hall. So really trying, it seems people have wanted for a really long time now, and it's not me, like I'm here to represent, but it is a group effort. If you could see it, Barbie's been a huge instrumental part of it. And if you see what's happening, you know, it's not just one person. It's a team effort, and our prayer time before the fall game was there, and Barbie and maybe some others, but it's growing, and that, you know, that energy, that momentum, that forward momentum is happening. So anyway, to invite you Friday night, I encourage you all to come down at 5:30. We'll light the town. We're going to end back up at City Hall, light those trees around City Hall, and we've got this great big, huge, cute tree in the middle, you know, and we're going to light it last. Have a quick prayer. I hope our city council members may say something real fast. I'm talking all this in an hour. You know, we're not going to be all night. And we've got some music and refreshments. So you're going to have cookies and donuts, and I'm not even going to fuss about it and hot chocolate. So,
come on.
So, yeah. So Okay, and then the one last thing. Saturday morning, 8:30 a.m., we are doing a pay it forward in Dixie County. So we have three restaurants that we're going to try to bless the servers there and however they want to distribute that. But we're gathering. So it's 8:30 a.m. December 3rd. So after you come walk a little bit, you can have breakfast with us the next morning. Cottage Cafe in Old Town, Dixie Diner at Cross City, and Cypress Inn. Our restaurants really support our community. They do so much for so many families when we have guests and things. But anyway, we're coming in there as groups. All of you are invited. I would love to, if you'll let me know, you can message me or whatever. But and particularly you guys as well, 8:30, and Mr. Jody may be back because I saw his wife had put on the page. We have a pay it forward breakfast page, but getting all of that. Three groups, and you tip above and beyond your suburbs. If you're an excellent tipper already, we want to go above that. And if you're not the strongest tipper, we really want you to come out and tip those waitresses well. So it's just a Christmas blessing. If you can't be there, pay it forward somewhere else during the day, an act of kindness, or you know, this month, an act of kindness, or tip your waitress if you'd like to eat somewhere, you know, tip extra. We're looking for a family.
I think we can help you with that because there's a bunch of families that needs help. So get up with Mr. Dwayne and me after the meeting and all that, and we can probably point you in some directions there.
Thank you. So and wrapping it up, 5:30 Friday afternoon, come light the town with us Saturday morning, 8:30 at those three restaurants. And you really can just show up. You don't have to let us know. We'd love for you guys to come, and ladies and gentlemen, everybody, come be a part of that. It's going to be neat, and we're just building this community together so that we all can sort of move forward together as you all are doing a good job of that. So, all right, thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you. Mr. Steve with Swanee Water and Sewer.
Board. Currently, we have 943 active accounts in Swanee. There are four more new installations in the coming future. We are waiting on either permits, electric, or water just to get them going. So, one thing was good for our board members. I finally caught them up in all their pay for this year. We also continue to do blow-offs and ensure the lines are all flushed. We had a major failure of our computer system on the 14th of the month, which unfortunately housed our operating system and our accounting system. Luckily that morning I hired a gentleman, and we made two computers into one, and we got back up and running. We now also found out that our backup that was hidden behind some books was full of dust, and who knows how long it was working or hasn't been working. So now we have a new external hard drive for our backups. We do have new computers ready to go, but we're waiting for our new operating system. We figured we just put the new operating system on it and go forward. We also ordered a new firewall. Thank you, Scott, for all your recommendations. Talking about our QuickBooks, we finally are up to date. We finally reconciled August 21 to September 22. New system, we have already inputted October and November, and they are also reconciled. For the first time in I don't know how many years, our deposit account is now up to date, fully funded, and reconciled. That's probably been, I'm going to say, 7 years plus. Our new operating system is called El Dorado. We are in the middle of, thanks to Scott, we got all the updated 911 addresses. We were still working on the old name addresses. So we're updating to the county's 911 addresses. We should be able to be up and running with that system and do the December billing on it. As we're speaking right now, the guys are out in the field getting all the numbers off the meters, meter readings, so we're going to be 100% current, and we're going to have good information go into the new system and go forward. And I'm looking at a lot of other stuff, like I said, cutting fat. I'm seeing some things that we have leeches on that shouldn't have leeches. Time clock. Costing us $1,500 a year when we can go out and buy one for $160. So that contract is canceled. There's other things working with AT&T. That bill is outrageous. Our last issue has been call center issues. If anybody tried to get any service this weekend, the call center took anywhere from 25 minutes to 45 minutes to answer. Fully unacceptable. I had a conversation with the owner of the company. Either get it right or I'm going somewhere else. And they now have put us on priority one. So anybody calls our number, it goes in front of everybody, and we can get our customers taken care of. And that's it.
Thank you.
Mr. Steve, we as a Board of County Commissioners want to thank you for being a very proactive manager, and thank your board for being very proactive, because without everybody pushing together, we would not accomplish some of the stuff that you have accomplished, and we want to thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Bailey?
Good morning. Just got a couple of quick items. The county received bids on November 22nd for 362nd and 364th Avenue. Received two bids. One bid was from Aspen Columbia. That's broken down to a main bid and a bid option A. I'll give you the total. Total for both the main bid and the option was $1,399,422.49. That amount was $5,422.49 over the funded amount that DOT provided the county, so very close, but a little bit over. Art Walker Construction submitted a bid as well. Their bid was $2,316,561.72. Putting them roughly $922,000 over the funded amount. Dwayne has requested the additional funds from DOT. DOT is reviewing it, and at this time there's no action needed from the board, but we'll be bringing that back probably at the next meeting for the board, assuming everything goes favorable with DOT. So I think the indication is we should be okay with that.
Correct. Mr. Chairman, for clarification, too, those road numbers are locally on drive. So you have two projects working on County 340, which we'll discuss in a little bit, but Palm Drive specifically, the bids we received in.
Okay.
That's where I'm at on that project. The only other one I have is the CDBG application. We had a team meeting with DEO. There was a few punch list items that they wanted, and we're working on presenting that. That project continues moving forward at the present.
Thank you, Mr. Gregg.
Thank you.
Locklear and Associates.
I don't have anything unless you have questions for me.
No. Thank you. Miss Cindy.
She's out.
Mr. Freeman.
Following him.
Road Department.
I have an item.
Okay. Mr. Chauncey, he's not here. Mr. Latson. Yes, good to see you.
Morning. I don't have anything, but a young lady called me about a can, Laura Fowler. Told her I need to get water permission. She said she's been in the hospital. had some other issues and she came home to the situation.
Yep, she. I talked to her.
That's what I bring it up to the board.
Yep.
To see what I have to do.
Yep. I was going to talk to some of y'all about that today, too. I haven't had a chance to go by there. I told her I'd go by and look at it and all that.
Where is it at? You know what? I don't
She's just right up the road right here in Cross City.
Right up the road up there in District 3. I'm okay with it. I make a motion to help her.
Okay. Got a motion, Mr. Hatch?
No, I
just
need
it. Second.
We got a second. Mr. Wood, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I'll give the dump to the quick as we can.
Thank you for a hardship.
Yes, for hardship. Yes.
That's all I had to get. That's the only thing I got. At least you got something for me.
She's on a talk. She needs to come up.
If you need to talk, come up here.
Say her name.
This was my first time ever coming before y'all. I'm doing this.
State your name for them.
Lori South. And thank y'all for the dumpster, guys. My next door neighbor, I have been being woke up. He has got 4 camper trailers.
We working on that, too.
Miss Lori, if you want to, the sheriff's sitting right there also, and I hate to throw the sheriff under the bus, but he handles them type of complaints. We are working on what you're talking about, and Leon is working hard on that.
In front of camera and everything else, I'm going back to old school. I'm going to shoot first and let whoever's last.
How dark it.
Okay. Y'all very much.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm going to go back to my grandson and get my shotgun back. But that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Thank you, Darby. I love you, cuz. I'm done in here. God bless y'all and good luck.
Yep, thank you.
Preacher, give a couple weeks on that dumpster.
Might
not need it.
Preacher, if you take that dumpster, please let me know before you move it. I might want to look in it.
Mr. Latson, was you done? Was you? Okay.
Well, I will say right there, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Latson, solid waste, we're looking at a few different items to purchase for some machinery and equipment. One of them is a much-needed low-boy trailer and a compactor that we spoke about back in budget. We're gathering up data right now to get some different quotes on that. Probably in the next few meetings, we'll be bringing those items to you guys for review and approval. So, I appreciate the work they've been doing, and they're getting it all cleaned up as well.
All right. Mr. Leon.
So, I wouldn't really want to talk about it much, but in light of that conversation right there, I will.
Because this is just down the street from your.
It's irrelevant. She's dealing more with it than I am, and it has been an ongoing issue. The problem that she's talking about is there's 4 or 5 campers on one lot. It's not an RV special exception. They have no power there. They blow them up. Allegations of, you just name it, it's been allegated there. You know that we went through the first rough draft of our new LDR procedure. Part of that transition into restructuring that was removing building code items out of land code and also the minimum housing standards. All these other items that should have been in their own specific technical manual. The part of that, though, is coding. And today at 3:30, we're having a meeting with me, Steve, and Mr. Gene to start the process on building that framework to set code enforcement up so that anytime we have a code enforcement case, we win. That's basically what we're doing. We're setting this up so that we win. Currently, we have an LDR book that had code enforcement rules in it. We had an ordinance for code enforcement, and you got a statute that has code enforcement. You have 3 different conflicting rules and regulations. We're going to sit down and streamline this so that when we do bring someone before the magistrate or before the court, we win. That's the ultimate goal, compliance. I do feel bad for her situation. I really do. And it is something that we have been actively working on because it has spiraled out of control, just like a lot of these other spots. And unfortunately, it gives heartburn to the court because that is the visual perception that people see, is they classify it immediately as RVs. And in that particular case right there, that's not an RV special exception. It's a code enforcement case all day long. I don't know. It's a drain on the community. It's a drain on the services, the fire, sheriff, all the way around.
This is one, and I'm sorry, Leon, I'll interrupt. This is one that we do have a judgment against. It's one of the ones that I've approached y'all about. Go ahead and start the foreclosure proceeding on, which I did tell Mr. Leon I will get that filed. Of course, that is still an issue.
The fines are so high that they exceed the property value. So I'm sure that when we close, the board will end up taking possession of this property.
I thought we set that to where, whenever we started the fine process, that we looked at
exactly what you're talking about.
We looked at that.
But along those times, we had a legal issue, our lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So everything kind of comes to a halt. So those fines, though, have been running since then, and we're getting ready.
So that explains my
Swanee. Correct.
Your Swanee one, Mark, I'll talk to you about it. There is another legal issue I need to address, you understand.
That
one's with you.
More heartburn for you. It
was trialing
it. We're still working on it, and there's still a path for compliance. It's just a longer path. But this one, we can get this resolved. And it's on the agenda.
Good.
Thank you, Mr. Leon. Mr. Brown. You gonna? Are you sure?
He made a mark that one. Dixie on the 16th High School. It's put on by the Department of Computer Education, our partner. It'll go from 6 to 9. If you're going into the business, you'll see where collection boxes for collecting toys.
And y'all get the ladies to get up with me on that because they want me to, I guess, do what I done last year. I just want to make sure I'm okay. All right. Is that it?
Also, since you brought that up, thank y'all for your contribution with feeding the veterans. We fed about 50 families on Thanksgiving.
Good deal.
Awesome.
Good. Good deal. Mr. Scott.
Didn't have anything for you, but yesterday afternoon I did it. So, about broadband issues, we've been dealing with the progression of cell service through the county. Going from 2G to 3G to 4G to 5G, we have a process that's been set up that I set up years ago with the ambulances to be able to transmit EKGs to the hospital. So right now there's modems on the trucks, on the monitors that takes care of that. But with the transition of the sales technology, we've had to keep up with that. So now we're at a position now, since 3G is going away as of the end of the year, we've got to fix this problem now, otherwise we can't do that. So as the IT guy, my proposition is to switch that into turn Amex into its own hotspot, basically, put a cradle point box that will also serve the computer as well as the monitor to connect to the hospital. So the state of Florida and the Florida Association of Rural County EMS has got a grant for $105,000 to help counties do that. I've got a quote here for $18,290, and I got a letter here from them saying that they'll reimburse us for that cost based on that grant. I just need y'all's approval to move forward with that purchase.
Motion. You got a motion, Mr. Hatch?
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor? Aye.
All right. We'll take care of that. That's the only thing I really have for action. I just want to let y'all know that The generator purchase that we did for the Shamrock Tower is being installed as we speak. That's being done. Our server room for our courthouse is being worked on by our county crews here at Storch. So that'll be, by the first of the year, we'll be working on trying to move all the servers in the courthouse into one central location so we can have better connectivity with our fiber in the courthouse. The voice over IP phone system has been in place for the last month in the county manager's office, the UF office, and the building zoning. Everything's going well with that. Our plan is to move forward towards the first of the year with the courthouse project. That's a bigger undertaking with all the different departments and different avenues, the way that has to be ran. So we're working on handling that by first of the year. We'll start working on getting that done. The fiber for road department finally been passed by the city in their infamous permit process. It took them forever for some reason. But we got that done, so we're right at the first year the fiber will be turned on for the road department as well.
Good deal.
Other than that, that's all I got. Do you have any questions for me?
Good job, Scott.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Miss Gale, she's not here.
I'm not here.
Miss Holly.
She's not here, and Angie's out of here.
Yeah, Miss Angie's out. Okay. Mr. Duane.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Quite a few items on the manager's report. If you'll turn to the action items. I need board approval for an administrative day on December 30th of 2022 for all full-time Board of County Commissioner employees. That's following suit with Governor Ron DeSantis' announcement of closing all state offices on that day.
Motion. Is that a motion, Mr. Hatch?
Second.
Second, Ms. Wood, all in favor.
Number two, I need board approval for the gold day for county employees for December the 29th. There has been no long-term worker comp claims from July 1 at the present.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Wood.
Second.
Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Aye.
Number three, I would like the board to move forward with selecting an engineering firm, North Florida Professionals, to evaluate the Cross City Library re-roof project. That's something we've budgeted for and looking into. I would request that y'all let me move forward with that project.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Wood.
Second.
Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Aye.
Number four, I need board approval to execute the notice of award to Anderson Columbia for the County Road 340 road project widening and resurfacing in the amount of $2,945,483.27.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Wood.
Second.
Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Dwayne.
Yes, sir.
That done the shoulders and everything. That was that shortfall we had of $1,000,001 or something.
That's correct. So we had the shortfall, and just like Mr. Bailey just notified us on the Palm Drive, we requested additional funding from DOT. They awarded us fully
right. To
get that completed from State Road 349 to the bridge going into Gilchrist County.
So that's a complete project now.
Correct.
Okay,
yep.
Good deal.
Yep. Fully funded them for that amount. So the next step will be to get the contract with Anderson. And then once that's finalized, we will have a meeting for a pre-construction meeting. And then more than likely, they'll get to work after the first of the year to start that project. Probably along the same time frame of the Palm Drive. Yes, sir, Mr. Baker.
I just want to let the board know that Gilchrist already done 340 on there.
Oh,
and the bridge rehab was done a few years ago. The last piece remaining on 340.
So it goes on east as you cross
it. Okay. Yeah, pretty good way.
Okay. So we're getting very close to this project, getting started, actually boots on the ground, which is what the public always wants to see. Thank you for that. Number five, I need board approval to execute a ship assistance purchase for a Brittany Gaddis in the amount of $20,000.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second,
Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Number six, board approval to move forward with Worthman Roofing. It's an exhaust fan change order, Mr. Chairman, in the amount of $64,891.54, and it's to replace the existing exhaust fans that are on the flat roof. As y'all know, we're in the middle of the project for the new roof at the jail. I got an opportunity to speak with the sheriff and his staff in regards to helping with some of the burden, and they've agreed to pay for half of that. Well, that was an addition, something that we overlooked. Originally, Worthman Roofing was just going to set the old machines, redo it on the new part, but a lot of them are discontinuing, they're working. They're 30-something years old, so it's, we need to do this.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Wood.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor.
Aye. Sheriff, is there anything you'd like to add to that project or as far as the jail roof goes?
Chairman, I approach.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I know it wasn't on the agenda, but while we're on the topic, first and foremost, commissioners, again, I want to thank Commissioner Wong for moving forward that project. The jail has needed this roof for quite some time. It's a lengthy project. We know it's one of the troublesome projects. The hurdles in our way as we move through it. I want to commend Wayne and Mr. Paul working diligently on the exchange orders. This was a build-on-site project. Build-on-site projects come with complications. They've done a good job, a great job, on working with it and keeping us on the timeline. And also, with keeping us on the timeline, as these exchange orders come up, has worked hand-in-hand not only with the sheriff's office but with the jail to meet and set on several different factors. One, safety. It's going to be the most important safety for all, safety for the inmates inside and safety for employees inside. Secondly, is to aggressively search for price cuts. Working on Mr. Cannon asked me to come out to the jail. Mr. Paul, projects, the exchange orders, and they went to work, stuck their heads down, and I've seen some price savings. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you guys.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your help.
County money, and I love to see that savings. One of the reasons I want to stand up here for the fans is something as the jail moves forward. Just kind of an overview for our future. Jail inspections are going to change from where they have historically been to the future, and that future is going to look I would say, a more intrusive inspections. These fans are going to be a safety side of it in case there's ever a fire inside our jail. It's the exhaust, those smokes, and contaminants outside of it. I've had some discussion with some of these auditors and inspectors, and so I'm just kind of pushing that information out as we run into things that we can foresee to fix. That's the reason I'm bringing it to our table, stuff that we can fix in-house or something that may take a bigger footprint. The roof and these exhaust fans are really going to help us head on track. Fires are going to be taken out if it comes to an audit. And again, thank y'all for working with us and moving forward. On that, what was it, $65,000?
Correct.
$65,000. I'd like to use take for half of that of our budget. We have some existing money there from our inmate housing fund to help offset some of the exchange orders on that. If Chairman and the board will allow that to move forward financially with that burden.
We need a motion on that.
Thought we've done that.
Y'all made the motion. I included that in this request.
Gentlemen, I just want to thank you. I'm here to answer any questions about that jail project. Dwayne and Paul probably has their hand in hand on it every day. My biggest thing is to say thank you.
I want to add something to that. When our first couple of months ago, Dwayne started getting phone calls and stuff about this. That number was way up there. So I want to thank Dwayne and Paul because they've saved quite a bit of money there from that, them first numbers that we was getting on that, which you already know that.
Yes, sir.
So I just want to say sure. Thank you for both of y'all and Sheriff for working on that and getting that number down.
I want to see watershed.
Yeah. The last two storms, as they're doing the construction, things of that nature, is going to change the dynamics of that roof and it's caused quite a few more leaks than we had. So
they're killing us. Got a bucket purchases.
Are we still looking around Christmas to being completed there? Or do you know?
Dwayne or Paul?
Do y'all know? Dwayne?
It was projected to be the first of the year.
Yeah.
Probably going to be about 2 weeks into January for final completion.
Can't come quick enough.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you, Sheriff. Thank appreciate you. It. Mr. Chairman, number 7, I need board approval to sign the addendum to the farm lease at the Cross City Airport and the former landfill between Dixie County and Southwest Cattle Company, and it's modifying the number of acres to add the additional 75 acres that we received with FAA monies on the north end of the runway. And with that, this Southwest Cattle Company They will continue to spray the fences on the north end, maintain the roads, and as we request mowing of the airport property, they will mow that. Y'all have already approved us to go forward with it, but today's the actual signing of it. Just wanted y'all to be aware that we're finalizing that. It's been about 4 months since we had talked about that.
So we need a motion on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Wood.
What's the question, sir?
The question. I'll second it to open it for discussion.
Okay. We got a second from.
But they spray all the fence lines.
They're going to spray the north 75 acres. They have not sprayed all the fence line prior to this. They only mow 2 to 3 times a year as requested on this property and on the closed landfill.
They're going to spray just the north end of
the... They're going to spray the 75 acres where the new fence has been added and maintain the road in it and continue to mow for us, if you will. We're supposed to start cutting grass on the airport this year.
What about the fence line on the south side?
I could try to go back and negotiate that in there if that's what y'all want us to try to do. I mean, it's
open to do the whole thing.
You might as well do the whole thing.
Yeah. We, historically, the Board of County Commissioners has always mowed it and done the spray until this lease come about, I think, in 2015. And then it was strictly for the mowing of the airport. They was going to do hay on it. They was never responsible for spraying. Nature Chem historically has always sprayed the southern part of the airport. With this new addition, I added the herbicide to the north fence to get that included.
I'd say add the south side also. If we can get it, let's get it all.
Okay. I'll go back and negotiate. So that's what I'm hearing. You want me to negotiate with them to try to get that.
So that's what the motion and second was, to negotiate getting it all. All in favor?
Aye. Favor of that. Dwayne, also on that airport fence deal, we looked at, I think me and you rode out there and looked at it, and I know me and Dwight has looked at it with the drainage committee, and I think Mr. Capo also. We was going to back that fence up there by the Darby's.
The animal control.
Yeah, animal control. Yes, back that fence up a little bit and then tie onto it and go and keep that fence out of that airport canal.
Yep, so there's no nothing. So there's obstructions.
No obstruction in there.
We have not completed that. We're waiting for Stormwater Task Force to fully finish into there. So now that they're finishing up, wrapping up, we can get the maintenance crew to put the chain link fence up, but it will not go across the canal.
Right.
It'll stop short of the canal and leave room.
Well, we're going to be short that fence across that one back side now because we're using the animal fence over there for that.
We may have to purchase some chain link. If it's above the threshold, I'll bring it back to y'all for approval.
Do we need to hold an airport committee meeting to let them know what we're doing there?
We can.
You can line one up on a Thursday if you could.
On a Thursday afternoon?
Yes, sir. Or morning, you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Number 8, Division of Forestry has requested the board approval to allow the road department staff to help with the outdoor Operation Freedom event in Dixie County for this coming year for January the 10th through the 12th.
Motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A couple information items. December 15th, we're having the annual safety luncheon at the school board meeting room for all of our other departments from 11 to 3. Just wanted to notify you of that, and we'll be getting with y'all for contributions as well, like we do each year. On that, Mr. Chairman, you've agreed to already help with the cooking as well. We'll get with you on that. And then that's all that I have today, unless you'll have something for me, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Dwayne. Ms. Watson.
Everything's moving like it's supposed to.
Good deal.
Did you get with her about that Swanee deal I sent Did you tie up with
Yes, William Rapp.
Yes.
We have, okay. We have
got
the paperwork.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry about asking to hear, but.
Got that paperwork ready for signature.
Yep.
Okay.
Good day. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Bottom?
I do not have anything. No.
We need voucher approval. It's the new format, Mr. Chairman. With the
can we finish this up and just not adjourn and let me look
at it? Yeah. All right. Well then, Commissioner Adams. Mr. Wood, you got anything to say?
Nope, not this time.
Mr. Hatch.
Just want to welcome Commissioner Wood and thank Commissioner Story for not calling him Commissioner Mills this whole meeting.
I've been practicing on that.
He looked in the mirror this morning.
Yeah,
you're right.
I was worried about that.
Yeah, that was a good thing. But no, just welcome Commissioner Wood and look forward to working with him at least for 2 years and see how the election goes from there. But welcome. If we can help you in any kind of way, let me know.
Y'all already have. Thank you.
That's all I got.
And I want to also welcome Mr. Wood, and thank everyone for coming today, and a good-looking crowd, good meeting, no fussing and stuff. I like it. I like it, and we are getting better going up here to the, ain't we? So we're getting better. So thank that. Everybody have a good Thanksgiving. So Christmas is coming up. So if you do know of someone that needs a little help, let us know. We got people that's wanting to help. So let us know. Let me or Dwayne know or someone know, and then that way we can help those families also like we did during Thanksgiving. So other than that, now it's y'all's turn. Miss Mary.
I just want to update on what's going on with
We are working on, I think right now we are to a standstill for a couple of months on cleaning out more canals. We are working on getting the.
Yes, please
help.
Yeah, so we are at a stand, or so we're finalizing the airport canal system. And in lieu of that, the board has directed the stormwater task force to move forward with starting putting bids out, advertisements. So in between construction, what the public likes to see is actual people in the field doing the work. So we are in between, like Mr. Chairman was stating, we are drafting the advertisements to send out for bids to start on the Old Town Canal residential canal system that goes from 351 north
to the river,
all through the Old Town Hammock around by your area, all into the river swamp to the east of State Road 349. So with that said, we anticipate staff we will bring y'all a draft advertisement to look at. We'll get it approved and we'll put that in the paper. I anticipate hopefully at the next meeting, so it'll probably be the first year before it gets in the paper. That normally takes a month and a half. So what he's talking about being in between is the fact that it'll be early spring before a contractor is awarded the job and starts in that area. And obviously, that is contingent upon rain and what it looks like at that time. We are also developing a list right now. We have about 20 culverts that has been selected in addition to the 26 we cleaned out about 5 months ago. We will get the company that we had to come in and totally wash those out, to clean those out where there isn't any obstruction in those as well, now that it has dried up even more. The grade all is projected to start back at the first of the year as well. They lost some county employees, so we had to pull the grade all employee, put him on a cleanup trash picking up crew. So all that will get started back. Miss Mary, is there any direct questions you have for me, or does that answer what you're looking for? Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Thank you. Okay. We'll address that. Thank you, Ms. Murray.
Dwayne, how far down the road are we on getting the permission from the individual landowners?
How many do we have left, Mother?
We have about 44, and I told Ms. Mary that I have the list ready for her.
Is she going to help us with that?
She's going to help with that.
That's awesome.
I've had the list ready for her. I just didn't have a contact for her.
Okay, so you'll get with her after the meeting?
I told
okay.
her earlier. I'll meet her at the office.
Give me a list, too.
Okay.
A list, too. That's where I live.
That matters.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Sheila Frierson with Dixie County Anti-Drug Coalition, working with the Rural Community Opioid Program. And we are doing a celebration that's going to be at the Save-A-Lot parking lot, and it's going to be on December the 10th. And what we will have is we will have an opportunity for the children to come meet Santa Claus. They'll all receive a stocking full of goodies. We're also going to have free food, and we're also going to have a live band from Gainesville coming over. So we want to make you all aware of that and invite everyone. What we want to do is show our community that we can celebrate and have a good time without the use of substance and alcohol. So that is our goal for that. So if I can just hand you a brochure, and we thank you all for all your support and everything that you do. We're also partnering with EMS on their event, too.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Michelle.
And that's
what I have. Thank you very much. We appreciate all your support with us.
Anyone else?
I'm motion for the vouchers.
Second. We got a Mr. Hatch motion for the vouchers, approval of the vouchers. Second, Ms. Wood, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Anyone else like to speak? Need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch?
Second.
Ms. Wood, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank y'all very much.
Thank you.
Less than an hour.
I did.
Hey, we got enough.